It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. So, thanks for tuning in, and we have two special guests here. Guess who? Wendell Kwan and Chalene Kwan. Yeah, but Wendell's not saying anything.
Hi, George.
Hi, George.
Oh,
thanks,
he
for
said something.
Us.
Yeah, so anyway, they're both here, and we got lots of things to talk about. Basically, the gasoline prices. Chalene was just grumbling about the gas price. She thought, how come the gas cost so much when she had so much, only a little bit to top off? Well, you know, a lot of you are complaining about the gas price, but what are you going to do about it? Chevron can say, well, forget it, I'll move out. Tesoro can say, yep, see you later, I'm out of here. Then what you, the people of Hawaii, going to do? You have no choice. You're a slave to the oil company. So that's why we need ethanol. So we have competition and not a monopoly. So anyway, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Who do we have on the call? We have somebody on the phone? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
George.
Yeah.
Subsidy Dean here.
Who?
Subsidy Dean.
Who that?
Hey, I just had to pipe in, be the first one to pipe in. Those 5 gallons of ethanol that I picked up, you're right. It is the best one so bad so far that I've ever experienced.
Okay.
Woo! I mean, man alive, I mean, you're right. This thing is almost drinkable. But, you know, the thing is, while we're on the subject about ethanol and all, imagine, you know, all this, a year ago, this is the anniversary of the oil spill. Well, wouldn't, imagine if there was an ethanol spill. At least there wouldn't be all this devastation. We just would have inebriated, drunk sea life in the ocean.
Yeah, that's right.
Meaning, see, so, I mean, I guess the point I'm trying to make is that's why we need ethanol. Ethanol just has to become the wave of the future, not only here in Hawaii, but, you know, across America.
Well, that's what I've been trying to say.
Yeah, well, no, because you see, so if there's ever a disaster, let's say that, you know, if there's ever a disaster, we're going to get drunk fishes.
No, I don't understand it. Brazil has been on ethanol 100% over 45 years, and Brazil is supposedly a third world country.
Yeah.
America is supposed to be the leader.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we?
Exactly. But, you know, like you said, unless you have oil companies that are bribing these politicians with, you know, with money under the table, it's kind of like, well, are you going to refuse that? Which is why we cannot get the ethanol. So, you know, either way, it's a catch-22.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, just thought I'd give you my spiel. So
thanks,
I'll
Dean.
Give you a full report on how many miles per gallon I actually got.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. I'm glad he said that, because I had one lady came in this morning wanting to put in 4 gallons of ethanol. And she had a quarter tank of gas, and I had mentioned to her to go fill it up, because it's 4 gallons to a tank full of gas. And she said, no, 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 no. You said on the radio that is 4 gallons and that's it. Don't have to fill gas. I don't think I ever said that. Okay? So I need to explain and clarify it better. It's 4 gallons to 15 gallons or more of gas. Okay? So she said, okay, she's going to go fill up the gas and come back and get 4 gallons of ethanol. So I said, hello? If you have a full tank of gasoline, where are you going to put 4 gallons of gas? I don't know.
Well, that's what I heard you also tell me, George, a while back when I first tried ethanol, is to add the ethanol into your gas tank and then take it to the service station and top it off with 92 Tesoro.
That's
best
right.
Gas out there.
Yeah, but she was going to top it off with Tesoro, come back and get 4 gallons of ethanol. Yeah, I don't know. But this is for real, okay? I've seen even guys do that. They come in and they want 2 gallons of ethanol. Excuse me. And then I ask them, how much gas you have? I have a full tank. I just filled up. So I ask them, where are you going to put 2 gallons? Oh, in my gas tank. How are you going to put 2 gallons of gas in a full tank of gas? Come on, folks. Tell me the secret.
Well, George, I'm running a Chrysler PT Cruiser Turbo, which already has a lot of horsepower. But once I started adding ethanol, blended into a 92 Tesoro gas, I have increased my horsepower tremendously. Of course, always observing the speed limits and the rules of the road, but occasionally you want to open it up, just like my good friend Champ.
Mm-hmm. Well, just going to say that. And Charlene?
You know, George, since I've been using ethanol in my car, I'm surprised I haven't got a speeding ticket. I am just flying all over.
What kind of car you got?
I have a BMW 1991 convertible. It's a four-cylinder. And living in Kaneohe, I go over the H3 at least once or twice a week, always having to downshift on my way up H3. Well, now since I've started putting ethanol, I don't have to downshift, and I'm flying in fifth gear going all the way across H3. So the power that I've gotten off of my car is tremendous, just tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
So,
color is your BMW?
It's black.
Oh.
I call it Mafia Black, George.
So if I get a speeding ticket, George, it's because of your ethanol, but I love it.
Black cars don't get tickets.
I know. I had a red one, too.
The red ones do.
The red ones do, exactly.
Because you attract attention.
Yes, yes.
And Charlene, I believe you have a history with George many years ago when you were still a teenager.
Yeah, George.
Who used to fix your cars?
George used to fix my car before I went down to the Hawaii Raceway Park.
That's where she gets the speed from.
All the time, yes.
Good thing you didn't have ethanol back then.
I would have won every race.
Yes, and so May 1st, we're going to have the next ethanol forum at McKinley High School cafeteria from 1 to 4, and lots of parking in the parking lot, and you come in through the Pensacola gate. And this is free. Okay?
So all of you parents who I know have sports activities and lessons and hairdresser appointments on Saturdays, we thought we'd change it over to a Sunday from 1 o'clock to 4 p.m. in the afternoon, after, of course, church, hoping that this will be a lot more convenient for you folks to come on by to our next ethanol forum. Again, McKinley High School cafeteria, enter from the Pensacola Street parking lot. And we're going to start a little different program this time. We're titling this Ask George About Ethanol, Ethanol Forum, May 1st on Sunday.
Folks, please attend. It is worth your while. You will learn a lot about ethanol, and it will change your mind. So I really encourage everyone to come down, please.
Yeah, and this time I'm going to bring methanol too, so you can see the difference from methanol to ethanol. Okay, who we have on the line?
We have Bob from Pro City.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, George.
What's up?
I need help. I need help. I have a 2004 Toyota pickup. Four cylinder. Eric. I was getting about 20 miles per gallon. Now, it's filled up. When I recently filled up, I figured him out, I get only 7 miles per gallon.
How much?
And I use Tesoro 92 octane all the time.
You get only 7 miles to the gallon?
Yeah, something wrong. No leaks. The engine run good, just like all the time.
No check engine light?
No check engine light, nothing.
Lots of power?
Lots of power. Four cylinder, lots of power.
Hey, Bob, at 2 o'clock in the morning, you sure somebody's not siphoning gas out of your gas tank?
No, I don't think so.
I'm only kidding. You know what happens when the price of gasoline starts to go up? People start to steal more gas.
Yeah, they don't steal, they go borrow.
They borrow. That's right. Hawaiian style, we borrow, right?
You might think something wrong with the odometer?
No.
No? Or maybe bad gas from the previous fuel?
No.
No? I don't know that.
Maybe your arithmetic wrong.
No. I always figure out how much I get. What else could go wrong, maybe?
Well, it sounds more like you have a gas leak.
Gas leak? Yeah, I check all around, I sniff, I look, no more.
No, it's leaking when you're driving down the road.
Oh, because I run the engine and I check all over, yeah? I need any complaint. Could be something else wrong, you think? No?
Could be. How's the air filter?
Air filter, I never checked long time. All of a sudden come like that.
Could be. When was the last time you had a tune-up?
Me no tell you. I forget.
Then that's too long.
Hey, Bob, bring it down to Nita's.
Yeah.
George and Todd will check it out for you.
Yeah, and Todd can check it out and see why you're getting that bad mileage.
Well, I will try one more field, and then the same thing, well, I got to bring them in.
Yeah.
Maybe like you say, somebody went borrow gas.
kind of hard, you know, to siphon from the cars today.
I know, unless they broke the line.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, I keep driving. I know it's not leaking, so that's safe, yeah? Yeah. Okay, thanks anyway.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Thanks, Bob.
Bye.
Okay, who's next? Who do we have next?
Hey.
Who?
Hey, how's it? Hello?
Hi.
Hey, you know, I was going to ask you, you know that mothballs you put inside a gas tank, I forgot about how much you're supposed to put in. Is there a bag you're supposed to put it in?
The mothballs, for one, is old stuff already.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If you want to use that, you can. It's 5 mothballs per gallon of gas.
Okay. And you got to put them in a bag or something, or just drop them in there?
No, you can just drop it in, or you can crush it first and then pour it in.
Okay, well, what's the better thing for the ethanol you're talking about? Well, how do you get that?
We have it.
Oh, you sell it at your store?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Thanks.
Okay.
I'll be over there.
Okay, all right. Okay. So, the Nifty 50s and 60s Oldies Bash 2011, October 14th. If you miss this, you're missing something great. It's at the Pacific Beach Hotel Grand Ballroom from 5 to 12 o'clock midnight. And let me tell you, folks, that 5 to midnight goes like 1 hour. You don't even know. The next thing you're going to know is Wendell Kwan saying, bye, see you later.
Well, George, I tell you, thanks, of course, to your publicizing this wonderfully successful event. This now our 5th annual Nifty 50 60s Oldies Bash. There is so much excitement in the air to the point where we are already receiving paid registrations. Starting
you know
at
why?
The end of February. Yeah.
You think they want to be like last year? You
sold
told sorry.
Sold out.
You know how disappointing it is?
I know.
You got to wait 1 year to get to that thing again?
And we are trying to accommodate everybody, but I must encourage everybody to please register early, because we're going to be sold out again. We had 700 plus 50s and 60s oldies guests last year. And then once we went beyond registration deadline, which last year was September 15th, we had to turn away almost 200 people's registrations. But hopefully we'll be able to accommodate them this year. So please get your registrations in early. I am daily receiving phone calls and emails, people interested, inquiring, about coming, reserving tables, 1, 2, 3 tables. So get your entries in. And also one more important point, just to remember George's radio show from last week, Saturday. It was mentioned about the parking being sold out. I do apologize, at the Pacific Beach Hotel last year. So we've made arrangements to have validated parking at the same validated rate that the Pacific Beach Hotel offers, one block away off of Cohio Avenue, Diamond Head, at the Waikiki Banyan Hotel. So there will be sufficient parking for all our guests this year, and you will not have to drive round and round in circles throughout Waikiki trying to find parking, which there is not any available street parking in Waikiki. So we've made those arrangements. You'll be absolutely fine, and you won't come into this great event frustrated having to look for parking. So we do apologize, but I've made all of those arrangements, and you should be fine this year. And thank you so much for your patience.
What about the, what's the website?
NiftyOldiesBash.net. NiftyOldiesBash.net.
Mm-hmm.
You can get into the website, and you can open up, download the registration form, print it out, and fill it in completely, and mail in your registration. And of course, if you have any questions, please give me a call. Wendell Kwan, 239-5360. Be happy to take your call.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita, and his guests today are Charlene and Wendell Kwan.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with our uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's rolling, Bob?
Bob here. You know, I'm in Kaneohe, and now I know who's driving that BMW that flies by me on H3.
That's Charlene, Bob. Wave at me as I fly by.
Yeah, there's no time to wave. What do you mean?
And Bob, my compliments that you are observing the speed limit. You're good.
That's
man.
Right. Well, you know, actually, I'm hitting it up too. I've been using the ethanol, and you're right, I'm zooming up there too. But every once in a while, I hear this. Was that a BMW?
That's me.
And then behind it is, oh, there's a motorcycle cop, but he's getting left. Oh, well.
Can you imagine, Bob, that Charlene, before she had ethanol added to her gasoline, had to downshift to fourth gear to get up that hill entering the tunnel?
No, I know exactly what you talked about.
Yeah, and now with ethanol.
Because on my car, too, yeah. Like, you know, if you're just holding the gas steady.
That's right.
It starts downshifting.
That's mm-hmm. right. You and know, by the way, you better watch out for that black PT Cruiser turbo, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, when I see the PT, but now I know. See, when I see that BMW, I'm chasing
it. No, get off the road, Bob, because it's mine.
No. We're going to have to settle this, because I will have the Auto 101 official race.
In fact, there. Charlene, I think that was Bob. When you zoomed by that car the other day, his car spun around 360.
Oh,
that was rolling
yeah,
Bob.
Right. Yeah, right. That was me. Oh, that's too good. Well, yeah, I'm going to look for you. Anyway, I forgot what I was going to say. So I'm just
That's the first time I heard Rolling Bob be tongue-tied.
He forgot everything. You know why? You spun him around on the freeway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So anyway, oh, I know what I was going to say. Real quick. When you're telling people about ethanol and they don't believe you and you ask them to try it and they have nothing to say. So if you haven't tried it, to my friends, stop complaining to me because you haven't tried it and you don't think it works. You got to try it. It's that simple.
Yep.
You just try it. You don't like it. We won't hate you. You know, it's like chocolate ice cream. You either like it or you don't. Nobody gets mad at you if you don't like it. So anyway, on that note, look out for us racing ethanol drivers. Be safe. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. Oh, and Bob forgot to add, take care of your car and it'll take care of you.
Yeah, because you spun him around on H3.
I always take care of my neighbor, Bob. We're good Kaneohe people. Take care of your car, it'll take care of you.
Who's next?
We have Lillian from Mo'ili'ili.
Hi, Lillian.
Oh, hi. Hi, everybody. I'm making all the phone calls to my friends to attend May 1st so, and then get educated on the ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm very busy on my phone trying
good.
To get all my friends to come down.
That's good.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Lillian.
Okay.
And Lillian, did you put in the steering wheel and the brake pedal on the passenger side yet?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that.
And tell Ellen that Charlene and I thank you very much.
Oh,
wearing
you're welcome.
Our 50th Estate Ethanol and Ethanol for Hawaii's Future t-shirts. Yeah. Thank Ellen for us.
You're welcome. Have a nice day. Bye.
Thank you. Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. You have a question, comment, whatever. Just give us a call. Nice to hear from people on Kauai, Maui, Big Island, and all my friends in Canada. Yeah. Canada's a nice place, you know. But not a place to go because they don't have ethanol.
Is that true, George? Canada does not have ethanol, but they have flex automobiles?
Flex fuel.
My goodness.
Talking about that, you know, people always coming out and saying, green. Electric cars, green. You know something? How they get the electricity? From the lightning. Electricity is from oil. How green is oil? Come on, folks. Green? I don't think so. It's black. It's from oil. Because without the oil, you don't get your battery. You don't get electricity. So how can you call an electric car green? It's not. Like they all say that to make ethanol, you got to use oil. That's not true. That's false. The only truly green fuel is ethanol. Okay? And just wanted to make that clear that electric cars is not green. So I get really bent out of shape every time I see that commercials, green, go green cars. Green, nothing.
Well, you know, George, what I've researched on the internet, and I take a look at the E10 sticker on the gas pumps, just below the E10, it says renewable energy. And there's nothing more renewable than Hawaiian sweet sugarcane produced ethanol, simply because other forms of biofuels they're thinking of producing to produce energy so that we don't have to be dependent on foreign oil imports. My understanding from my research on the internet is that when Hawaiian sweet sugarcane is used to produce ethanol, which of course is a better form of ethanol than corn ethanol, is that you don't have to replant the sugarcane fields.
Mm-hmm.
You cut it down, I believe, to about 24 inches.
Mm-hmm.
The root is still in the ground.
Nope.
You cut it down 24 inches, it grows back.
And grows back faster.
Just like a weed.
It's really weird. Okay, who's on the phone?
We have Larry from Kaimuki.
Hi, Larry.
Yes. Believe it or not, I'd like to have a review on how to park a car on a hill.
I had an awful clash last night when I stopped and parked my car, and it seemed like the park pin was interfering with whatever it goes into, like the flywheel or whatnot. So, number one, you come to a complete stop, right?
Right.
Then you curb the wheels.
Right.
Then you turn the ignition off.
Mm-hmm. No, you got to put it in park.
Put it in park before the ignition is off.
Yeah, you can't put it in park without the ignition off.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought I made a mistake when I put it in park for that long number of years now, before turning the engine off, because I had that clashing last night, and I was concerned about it.
Okay, the right way to do it is you apply the parking brake.
Yeah.
Okay, and make sure the parking brake holds.
Yes.
Then you put it in park.
Yes.
Why do you do it in that order?
Because if you don't, and you just put it in park and then put the parking brake on,
right,
the car will roll a little. If it rolls a little, it will lock the park gear, and you're going to have to get a gorilla to get it out of park.
Okay. What about which way do you turn the steering wheel?
Either way. As long as
when you're parking,
as the wheel is curbed. Okay.
George, would you repeat that sequence? I'm getting lost in here.
Okay. When you park on a hill, you curb the wheel first, so that it's wedged against the curb.
Uh huh.
And then you put the parking brake on. Okay.
Okay.
And make sure the parking brake holds. Then put it in park, turn the key off. If you don't do it like that, and you put it in park, and then turn the key off, and then put the parking brake on, the car can roll a little, just a little, and it will lock the park gear to the point where you have a hell of a time trying to get it out of the gear.
Larry, do you know which way to curb your wheel, Larry?
Well, yeah, up and down makes a difference.
Yeah.
Toward the wheel going down, up, away from the curb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it.
Okay, I thank you very much for clearing that up.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, wait a minute. Have people ever had much trouble with the parking pin screaming like that when you come to a stop?
Yeah.
It happens often if you're in the wrong sequence.
Yeah?
Yeah. Thank you very much, Mahalo.
You're welcome. Okay. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay. A reminder. Wax your car when you get a new car. That's your first step. Put a good coat of wax on the car. Okay? You know, I say this all the time, and Champ says, nobody's listening. He's right. I have 3 customers that bought new cars, 2 weeks old, no wax.
Why wax it?
Because the paint is raw.
And
there is no sealer or anything on the paint to protect it.
Clear coat?
Clear coat is not a sealer. The bird uses his stuff on top of your car, and you're going to leave a mark. Okay? So if you want marks all over your car, then don't wax it. That bird dropping is awful strong stuff. Okay? So, wax the car. That's the first step. And I'm not saying a detailer. I'm saying the owner of the car waxes it.
Any particular wax you recommend, George?
Anything hard.
Ah, paste.
Yeah.
Not liquid.
No.
Yep. You want to see a car that's properly waxed, you take a look at George's red truck. If I threw a towel across the top of his flatbed, it'll roll off completely off the other side. Absolutely fantastic. Perfectly waxed truck.
Slippery, eh?
Slippery. I couldn't even stand on it. I'd fall down.
Good gas mileage like that. No wind resistance. Okay, who's next? Oh. commercial time.
Yep, it's commercial time. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and Charlene and Wendell Kwan.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and this is a very important announcement for those people who have rotary cars, rotary engine cars, the Mazda RX-7s, RX-8s, very, very important. So if you know people that have these cars, recommend they run ethanol. The biggest problem with rotary engines is the gasoline. It's gumming up the seals and destroying the engines. Putting 2 gallons of ethanol to a tank full of premium Tesoro gas will clean it up and it'll run like brand new. Your choice. Buy a new car. Okay? Who's on the line?
We have Tommy from Waikele.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi, George. What I wanted to know was that I fixed plenty of cars periodically, but you know when you change the timing belt,
right.
It's better to use the genuine water pump and everything genuine or
yes,
not so.
Definitely, because if the genuine pump went 90,000 miles or whatever,
yes,
the replacement one will go the same.
Okay, because I had a problem when I used to buy a replacement kind. I used to go to the aftermarket, and the thing don't last that long.
Oh, yeah.
On a pump, especially.
That's right.
Yeah. So I just wanted to find out, everything genuine is the best, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, George. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, George, I guess you get what you pay for, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you cannot be juiced up.
Okay, we have Ernie from Waimanalo.
Hey, Ernie.
Hi, George. Thanks for the show. Question. I've got a RV motorhome on the mainland, and my wife and I are going on a trip again. It's about 15 years old. It's got about 80,000 miles. It's good shape. 462 Chevy engine. Should I be using mothballs to get better mileage out of it or not?
Definitely.
And it's got a 50-gallon thing. How much should you put in for a fill-up?
$3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No kidding?
Yep. 5 mothballs per gallon.
$3.
Okay, you think it'll help?
I know it will.
Yeah?
But it's gotta be the naphthalene.
Naphthalene mothballs.
You gotta use the old-fashioned naphthalene mothballs.
Okay.
How about the motor oil and all that?
Well, I've got that, what do you call it, synthetic oil.
What brand?
You know, I don't know.
Then it's not synthetic.
What?
Use AMSOIL.
AMSOIL? I'm not sure if it's AMSOIL or not. I have to check when I get back there.
Go check. The AMSOIL is good for 1 year or 25,000 miles.
Oh.
Don't have to change it.
Okay.
Ernie, be careful because a lot of the synthetics are what they call synthetic blends. As okay. long as they add a right. few drops of synthetic oil in it, along with regular oil, they can call it synthetic. The only 100% pure synthetic oil is AMSOIL.
I know about AMSOIL. Yeah, okay. I didn't realize it.
It costs a little bit more, but it's guaranteed 25,000 miles or 1 year, whichever comes first.
Yeah. Okay. Appreciate the time.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. One more. Still there?
Yeah.
Transmission. Anything I should be doing for the transmission?
Yeah, you should have it flushed with AMSOIL automatic transmission fluid.
Really, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to call my brother. He's taking care of it for me.
That's good stuff.
So you flush it with AMSOIL, then you put the transmission fluid in it?
No. You flush the trans with the automatic trans fluid from AMSOIL.
From AMSOIL. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, George.
Thanks for calling. Okay, who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, George. Happy Easter to you folks.
Same to you.
Yeah, I got a question. Is there any other states doing ethanol but on their own? They're making, they're producing their own in other states on the mainland?
Several states are already. Except Hawaii.
And can they export to us or are you still getting yours from Virginia?
I don't like corn ethanol.
You don't like corn ethanol?
No. That's the worst one to get.
And the Brazil one, what is it made of?
Sugar cane.
Okay, and then basically, how much is, do you know how much it's to produce a gallon of gas for the oil company? You know?
What's that?
How much it costs to produce 1 gallon of gas?
Roughly around 12 cents.
12 cents. And then they tack on everything else after that?
Yeah, a lot of it is the state tax and federal taxes.
Uh-huh. And basically, the state tax, they're going to try increase it again, I guess.
Yeah, they're going to raise it again.
Yeah, and then that money goes to what, the transportation department?
No. The general fund.
The general fund. Even the weight tax too, right?
Everything.
In fact, if you saw the article the other day with the consideration by the city council, I believe, to raise the gas tax 1 cent, they projected that by 2013 it's going to go up actually a total of 5 cents.
Right. And how's still 715? Is it still alive or is it going to be killed? Or?
What's that?
The House Bill 750.
Dead
or it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be there on May 1st. George.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Okay, who's next?
We have Ben from Ever Beach.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, George. George, I just wanted some clarification on the synthetic oil then. Let's say that the AMSOIL. With 25,000 miles, how often do you have to change that oil filter?
Never.
Oh, no need.
As long as you're using the AMSOIL oil filter.
Okay.
So what about go ahead.
What about those other synthetic oils like the mobile one? What's your thoughts on that one?
It's good for 3,000 miles.
Just 3,000?
Yeah.
Okay. And as far as the Amazon, if you go over 1 year but you have less than 25,000 miles, you mean it breaks down after a year or something?
No, but you have to follow the warranty that's on the bottle.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, very good. I appreciate your all your service that you provide. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
And you know, George, as an added note, I read an article on the internet from experts saying that basically you really don't have to change your regular oil 3,000 miles.
That's it'll not actually, true.
It'll actually last more than that.
No, that's not true.
Mm.
A regular oil does break down. It stays clean, it looks clean, but it's gouging your engine.
There you go.
Okay? So, give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. We'd like to hear from Big Island, Maui, and Kauai.
And we'll add to that, we'd like to hear from Champ. Champ, are you out there, Champ? Give us a call.
He's snoozing.
But as Champ says, nobody listens to this show anyway. Right, George?
Yeah, nobody listens. Don't worry. Now, I'd like to know where the peak is going to be, and the peak I'm talking about, at what price does the gas have to come to before the people of Hawaii will do something? What do you think, Charlene? What's the peak?
Probably $8 a gallon.
$8?
Mm-hmm.
Then they're going to jump up and say something.
Probably.
Oh, probably.
I don't think they will, ever.
Yeah, that's not Hawaii style. You know, the Hawaii mentality is no make noise. Mumbai, you get in trouble.
I don't know. I just drove down Waikanilo past the Chevron service station, and the 92, well, the so-called 92 gas, which is really 89 octane, was 462 a gallon. And if that does not PO people now...
No, not yet.
I don't know what will.
Do you folks know how much it costs to operate the handy van?
How much?
It's ridiculous. It's $47 per ride.
Why so much? You mean per person that they pick up?
Yeah. In order for the city to break even, they have to charge $47 per pickup.
Oh, but they only charge like, I think, $2 a week or something.
$2.
So that means, George, are we paying for that?
Yes.
It's a great service, don't get me wrong, but are we paying the other $45?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
I mean, folks, wake up. Would you run a business like that? Where you pay out of your pocket so your customer can have lunch for $2? I don't think so. It don't work that way. But because the city doesn't care, because all they need to do is raise the tax, which anybody can do. Even a homeless person can do that.
Yeah, so that's where the money's coming from, our tax dollars.
Yes. And look at that tow wagon that goes around the freeway to help people. Okay? It's $900 a tow.
So far.
Yeah, if you want to break even, it's $900 a tow.
I'm in the wrong business, George.
Yeah, we got to go get into that. So anyway, so much for wasting of money. And that's why Hawaii is in a deficit. We owe so much money. They're taking out from the hurricane fund. How do they plan to replace that? How are you going to replace the hurricane fund? I'd like to know.
Now, George, doesn't the hurricane fund belong to the homeowners?
Yes, it belongs to every homeowner. And who decided to say, okay, go take the hurricane fund? Nobody decided that. The governor just wanted to take it. Okay? I have some gas prices as of last month. Today, I don't know. Hong Kong is $6.25 for regular. Okay? Canada is $5.50. $5.50 for regular. Okay? London is $6.50. Norway is $7 a gallon. So
now, don't think you consumers out there are getting a great deal based on that $6 a gallon gas in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Because their Wo Gao Ji Min is $20 a bowl. And that's something that Champ would say.
Well, there's no Ju Fat there, boy. I tell you. Anyway, to save gas and make your car run better, we recommend using ethanol. Ethanol is the way to go. Okay? Yes, for now, it's a little pricey. But if we can make it here in the state of Hawaii, which my friends in Houston is just going crazy thinking, why in the hell are we buying Brazil ethanol when you guys can make it in Hawaii out of sugarcane? Hello? Where's your brains?
Now, George, couldn't that have saved the sugarcane industry a few years ago?
Oh, big time. Big time.
Sugarcane used to be our number one industry. Pineapple was our number two industry, and the military was our number three industry.
Yeah, that's all gone. Military's there only. Okay, so anyway, who's next on the line?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Rob.
You know, I wanted to piggyback, George, on one of your last thoughts about the handy van.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was listening to this former representative earlier in the morning, and he was saying that it's real clever what the guys in the square building are doing. You know, they want to increase the cost exponentially, however you say it. And the reason being is they want to be able to take that money later and transfer it back into the rail monies. So they want to jack it way up now, so that they can rate it later. Does that all sound kind of familiar? Like,
mm-hmm.
Hey, Rob, that sounds like $1,000 toilet seat cover in the U.S. Air Force freighter.
Holy cow, not to mention the hammer, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this former representative from Eva side, long, long time guy, you know, he since he was there and he was poring over everything that they're getting ready to do their dirty deeds on, huh? He said, you know, I could tell, he didn't say it, but he was seeing right through it, you know, because they really are trying to create lots of stuff out of a lot of increases that go into that general fund that they can pull out and then throw it into their train thing, because they'll need to.
Rob, I think we're going to have to rename the general fund the private fund.
Holy cow. Amen to that. So anyway, just adding more more cherries on top of the cake.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, George, the good thing Champ's not here today. I think he'd pick up a chair here in the studio and throw it out the window.
Yeah.
He'd be furious.
Well, you don't have to throw the chair out the window for the Nifty's and 60's Oldies Bash this year, October 14th, at the Pacific Beach Grand Ballroom from 5 p.m. to midnight, and that goes like in a heartbeat. By the time you finish eating that fabulous meal, Wendell is on the mic saying, see you later, come back next year.
And to all of our guests from last year and potential guests this year, we've got the parking situation under control. We've got great alternative parking set up for you at validated rates. Any questions, please call me at any time, 239-5360, or visit our website, niftyoldiesbash.net. Give me a call.
Call you anytime, like 4 anytime. O'clock in the morning.
Thanks, Wanda.
Wanda,
we needed that. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101 and Charlene and Wendell Kwan.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4444. 5347. That's 5374447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and where's the rolling calls? 808-296-5467. Give us a call if you have a question, comment, or whatever. As far as the handy van go, I want to know how many of you out there agree to paying $47 a pickup? You know how much a taxi would cost? $10, $20 max. And they have taxis with ramps. They have a van. They have those handy vans, cabs that could pick up people. Why do we have to pay when we're having a hard time for pay $47? You know, I'm not against helping the handicap, but don't you think this is a little bit high? Give me a call at 808. 296-5467. Let's give the private businesses a break and have them pick up the handy van people. You know? Anyway, my thought. I noticed when Bob talked about handicap parking, he got bombarded.
Well, that was because he was against people that abused it.
And they still do.
Well, he was just giving his opinion about it.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, like, the people that use that handy van, they really can't afford to pay for a cab.
Yeah. Can we afford it? That's my question. I mean, if they can't afford it, how can we afford it?
Well, in government, we probably should look for some other way to cut back.
We can start from the governor's pay on down.
You know, there's other ways they can cut back.
No, I don't think they're going to do it, though. Too many back scratching and stuff like that. So, anyway. So, Charlene, I think you need to wax your car.
So I can go faster?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it.
Then that way, Bob don't even see you go by. You're just going to say, what was that?
I'll be a blur.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember back when I was racing and we had to handicap race. I had to handicap this Toyota Corolla. He was dialed in at 17 seconds and I was dialed in at 10 flat. I was sitting on the starting line for 7 seconds and watching him go before my light turned green. And when I was going down, chasing him down, I was in third gear, and I looked at him. He's just by the finish line. I'm thinking, this is waste time. So I thought, retry. Shifted into fourth gear, and I just passed him by inches. And when I went past him, when we came back into the pits, he said, holy moly, he felt the the wind go by him, and his car swerved a little. Anyway, let's go to the next call.
We have Ken from Kehi Lagoon.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, hi, George. I got a question for you about the ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard you mention the price that you sell it for.
It depends on what we pick it up for.
And what is it now?
It is now $9.
$9 for a gallon?
Yeah. And because of the shipping cost went up 43%.
Yeah, yeah. And can you pump it directly into the car, or is it necessary to bring a container?
Either way.
Okay, okay, good. Good. So thanks, that's all I needed to know.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, we can do it either way for you. Pump it directly in the car, you bring a can, whatever. A lot of people bring 5-gallon cans, about four or five of them, and haul them away.
Folks, if you haven't tried ethanol, before you form any opinions based on only what you heard or read, you've got to try it. Give George a call at 847-4446. Try it, and you'll be amazed.
No, don't talk too many people, but might we run out? Then what? Then Wendell's going to say, no, you can't have any. But anyway, yes, it is good fuel. There is an additive in the gas that the oil company's putting in that is highly cancerous. And I suspect that additive is why more people and more people in Hawaii is coming down with cancer. It's from the exhaust fumes, and the mechanics are getting it from the direct contact draining oil. So if you're a mechanic out there, be careful, use good gloves. Oh, that's the music. That's the music you got to play at the Nifty 50s bash.
Beautiful Hawaiian music.
Yeah, everybody know, oh, it's time to get out of here.
It's going to make people call George.
Yeah, but George, at 12 midnight, nobody wants to leave my Nifty 50s, 60s, oldies bash. What am I going to do?
Put carts out there so they can go sleep. Well, Charlene, Wendell,
thanks, George.
Thank you for having
us.
Thank
you very much, George.
Thank you.
Always
a pleasure.
Thanks to you callers for calling in and making it a fun show. It's always a lot of fun when people call in.
And Rolling Bob, we'll see you in Kaneohe.
Oh, yeah. When Charlene goes flying past him. Okay, so until next week, aloha.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR. AM 690.